Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a show that a lot of people have been waiting for. You know, so many people reach out to me and they say, hey, Andy, we love it when you bring experts in the field of venture capital on the show. So, of course, we went through the Rolodex and I've been able to invite a very unique guest today. You may have heard his name. His name is Mr. James Spann, and he is the founder and managing partner of Boyd Street Ventures. And let me tell you, they're an early stage VC fund. They primarily work in the Oklahoma area with the University of Oklahoma. What an incredible business they built. What an incredible venture capital firm he's put together. James, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you for having me, Andy. I appreciate that.
I love it. You've got the shirt, the Oklahoma University shirt on. Let's get right to it. Let's go. Let's tell us about what you're doing. By pulling the lens back to 30,000 feet, of course, we become famous for asking that question, and tell us about Boyd Street Ventures.
Yeah, so thanks for asking. Boyd Street Ventures is a VC firm based in Norman, Oklahoma. And we're the first venture capital firm focused on OU and focused on our alumni to give them opportunities in the venture space, focusing on early stage businesses. We place angel investments, seed investments, and Series A investments, and we partner with others for the later stage and investments in B and C round investments.
Yeah, I love it so much. Of course, you know, you do pre-seed, angel, proof of concept, Series A investments in technology and high growth businesses that are affiliated with the University of Oklahoma and others that affect the state of Oklahoma. Let's talk about it because it's so interesting, James. I mean, one thing that you do is you've surrounded yourself with so many powerful people at the company, at the venture capital firm. Let's talk about that. How important is it to bring these type of powerful people that you have surrounded yourselves with at Boyd Street Ventures?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. And people ask me that all the time. It's really a community effort. And, you know, as an active alumni at OU, I've been working on campus since 2005 on various boards and committees and really helping to support the growth of the university. And, you know, when I saw this opportunity to drive entrepreneurship at OU, I mean, there were two problems we were trying to solve. One was trying to take all of the various entrepreneurial assets that we had and marry those together with the right capital to launch these companies. But we couldn't do it alone. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think that we would be here today if I hadn't have been actively working on campus all these years, because I've connected the various colleges, faculty, staff, students. That was important in order to launch this. And unlike most alumni venture funds that focus on late stage investments, I saw all of the cool opportunities that we have on campus. You know, we've got weather tech, we've got climate tech, we've got fintech, we've got life sciences with our academic medical center and biomedical engineering. We've got a tremendous group of students and faculty and staff in our business college. And so we've got these resources. And I said, we need to connect the dots and connect the community along with the university. So I also reached out into the community, the city of Norman, with the leaders there, with the city managers, the Chamber of Commerce, the mayor, et cetera, and brought everyone together and said, how can we drive entrepreneurship and build economic development in Norman, you know, in greater Oklahoma City, which is, you know, 20 miles away from Norman, Tulsa, another 90 miles, but really for the whole state of Oklahoma to impact economic development. So that's, you know, really been the driving force with OU at the center and then pulling the community in throughout the state of Oklahoma is what really, you know, drove us to building Boyd Street Ventures.
I love it so much. It's so interesting. Everybody in Oklahoma wants to get connected and be connected because there's so many great things that are going on. So many great, young, talented minds that are coming up through the ranks, if you will. And one thing I love that you say Sooners empowering Sooners. I mean, I love that so much. That's fantastic. So let's talk about it. Let's say, you know, there's some folks at the university and they have an idea or they have something they want to put together. You know, how does it all work? Do they reach out to your team? Do they reach out to you? Do they reach out to your advisors? What's the process for someone to start engaging with your business? What's the process?
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, prior to Boyd Street Ventures, and we have a lot of great entrepreneurial assets at Oklahoma University. You know, we have the Office of Tech Transfer that takes all of the technology in throughout the ecosystem. We have a really unique place on campus called the Innovation Hub. It's an IP-free zone that was funded by the Loves family. And we have a director that pulls innovations in. We have a startup incubator. We have an accelerator. And so we really take a founder, student, faculty, or staff through the process. And then one of the unique things is we have an innovation consulting shop that's run by a former naval officer and a former McKinsey executive. And that's where all of the interns on OU go through to do innovation consulting, similar to what McKinsey or Deloitte does. And that's where kind of once they cross out of the innovation hub and they move into, you know, product market fit, product concepts, they go through there. Then they come to Boyd Street Ventures. So we always had that ecosystem at OU. Now we've got the back end of it with the venture capital to bring the capital to launch those companies. And once we, it's interesting, once we launched Boyd Street, I started getting emails, connections through LinkedIn with founders inside the OU ecosystem that wanted to connect. So really, we've got the system set up inside of OU. And then people were finding me on, you know, social platforms, but we're also directly active on campus. I mean, I'm on campus all the time. I'm in Norman and Oklahoma City all the time, making a strong presence there for Boyd Street Ventures, but also I'm connecting with the other venture capital firms in Oklahoma. I mean, we've got strong partners, in the state, from VC firms to institutions, the other universities that we're aligning with, and it's really to drive economic development, you know, overall in the state.
Yeah, I love it. It just makes all the sense in the world, James. You know, you have these founders, and one thing that they need, besides money, of course, you know, they need to surround themselves with expertise. They need to surround themselves with talent. They need to surround themselves with advisors that can give them great advice on how to build and how to go. And one thing that you become known for at Boyd Street is really providing these founders an opportunity to be surrounded by talent. So let's talk about that because that's super interesting the way you approach that.
Yeah, that's great. You know, we've got some great faculty and staff at OU, and that's kind of the basis of, you know, teaching our young people how to be entrepreneurs or how to launch companies. And I talked about a few of those programs, but I've also surrounded myself by a great team. You know, I've got a venture partner on my team that basically manages the operations, super smart. Adele went to NYU. She grew up in Oklahoma. She went to NYU, worked in the entrepreneur ecosystem in an accelerator and came back to Oklahoma. You know, our goal is to take, you know, our students out of OU and have them work inside of Boyd Street Ventures and send them out in the world to New York, to Boston, to Chicago, to Philadelphia, to San Francisco to work And then hopefully they'll come back into the state either to provide internships for our students or to bring the companies that they create back in Oklahoma. But it's really just building that circular ecosystem from that perspective. You know, one of my partners that I work with, you know, is an oil and gas executive that pivoted into, you know, venture capital. And he's done a great job, you know, with that. And then the advisory board that we've built, I've got two advisory boards. I've got the outside board, which includes one of my mentors, who's a four-star Army general, you know, Elder Granger, and he's an MD oncologist, you know, sits on several corporate boards. Surgeon General 20, Jerome Adams, is also on my board. And then I've got a number of investment bankers, commercial operations, consulting, you know, recruiting, you know, because we're going to need talent in Oklahoma. And so I've got a pretty rich, you know, background with my advisors. And then I have my OU advisors, the dean of the engineering college, the dean of the business school, the vice president of research, the dean of the College of Biomedical Engineering. So I've got a pretty strong team, and we've connected, you know, really from a private public commercial partnership, the city of Norman, OU, and Boyd Street Ventures to drive entrepreneurship, you know, out of the OU ecosystem.
I love it. It's powerful. I mean, when you think about what's happening in Oklahoma and you're thinking about, you know, Boyd Street Ventures, you think about you and your advisory staff and what's going on. It seems to me that we're looking at perhaps the next Silicon Valley in Oklahoma. Is that sort of the idea?
Well, we certainly want to make an impact between the coast. And, you know, this is the first phase of what we're building in Oklahoma. I mean, partnering with the other venture capital firms in Tulsa and Oklahoma City and you know, aligning together on investments, we all have the same goal to build economic growth and economic development in Oklahoma, number one. But we also think that we've got an opportunity between the coast to extend Boyd Street Ventures and our access to capital to those universities, you know, in the Midwest and the South that typically don't have opportunities for venture. You know, a good example is with Arkansas State University. The president of Arkansas State was at OU for 21 years as dean of arts and sciences. And I worked with, you know, Kelly Damphouse while at OU, and they built a tremendous infrastructure of innovation in the Northeast Arkansas corridor, but the venture part that we're building at BSV will give them access to capital. So we'll look for those opportunities of working with university tech transfer opportunities between the coast to bring venture capital into those areas.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's sort of the spoke approach where you're starting in Oklahoma and then you're going to take it out around the area. And it's so needed, and it's such a brilliant strategy to bring the successful opportunity of venture capital into other states as you progress and as you build. And I love that so much. Now, James, let's talk about it. You talk to so many young entrepreneurs. What kind of advice can you give to the young entrepreneurs watching the show about the mentality necessary to be successful?
Well, first of all, as an entrepreneur, you can't be afraid to fail. I mean, failure is a big part of growth and a big part of your learning experience, you know, and your continuous process of taking the ball down the field. And so that's really what I tell them. And then don't be afraid to take risks. You have to be able to, you can't be in a safe zone, you know, in entrepreneurship. You know, when I decided to leave the corporate world, you know, and being a commercial operator and go do this, you know, built this venture capital firm out of OU for scratch. I mean, it took some risk in doing that. But it was a calculated risk on my part of knowing that this was something that was needed in the university, in the state. And then, and I'd really say that word I'm driving at there is have some focus and focus on, you know, one area. Don't spread yourself too thin and make sure that you have a really solid value proposition that you can bring to, you know, the marketplace or your target customers or audience from that perspective. So, you know, don't be afraid to fail. You know, don't be afraid to take risks and make sure you stay laser focused on your mission.
James, that's awesome. Now, listen, you've got some great companies that are warehoused right now, you know, at OU through, you know, Boyd Street. Let's talk about that because the pipeline just looks remarkable.
Yeah, it really is. As you know, as I said, I've been working on campus for a number of years and working with the faculty and staff on campus. And we've got over 100 plus technology opportunities, you know, across the ecosystem, and not just on campus, but we also have alumni and alumni affiliations, and we're looking at those companies. We held our first investment committee meeting on November 2nd, and we looked at 16 different investment opportunities, of which we'll make investments in many of those beginning in Q1 of 2022. So we're really excited about that, and our pipeline is growing of investment opportunities, you know, inside of OU and in the OU Oklahoma ecosystem each month. And we're really excited about that.
I love that, James. Is there a certain sort of structure with regard to the investments in terms of the dollar amount? Is there a certain sweet spot that you're looking at Boyd Street for these investments in terms of a dollar number?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we're looking for founder-led businesses. Certainly, Oklahoma-focused is a primary B2B businesses, sector-focused in biotech, life science, aerospace, energy tech, clean tech. Those are all assets that we have in our campus area, and certainly growth-minded. And, you know, with regards to investment, you know, we do in the early stage side, the angel investments are up to $50,000. Our pre-seed investments are up to $250,000. And our C to Series A are up to $1 million. We won't co-lead, but we'll find other investors to go in with us or tag along with other investors. And then we've got some partners for the later stage. So half of our fund is going to be focused on late stage investments. And we've aligned ourselves with some key partners, venture capital firms that make significant late stage investments that will tag alongside with.
Yeah, I love it, James. Now, when you look at these companies, how important is it for you to look at their entire team? Is the team really the thing that you're looking at, or are you more interested in the individual entrepreneur?
Well, both. I mean, we're interested in the technology, you know, and the value proposition of the technology to make sure that it, you know, it has market appeal, certainly. But the founder has to have passion. And, you know, they have to be committed and all in on driving, you know, their effort. And it goes back to the focus, you know, part that I talked about, Andy. And I've seen entrepreneurs that are focused and, you know, and those that are all over the place. We try and help them get focused, if they're there. And if they're not, you know, we'll put a team together. If it's a great technology, a great innovation that certainly, you know, may have an opportunity to change the world, then we're going to put a team around them. And the one way that we're, you know, mitigating that part of it is, as I mentioned, we do early stage investments and late stage investments, but we've built a venture studio model. So it's a hybrid. So we built a, you know, private equity holding company inside of Boyd Street Ventures, where we'll take the best 2 to 3 companies a year out of our ecosystem and we'll put them into the studio, and we'll help the founder own and operate the company and help take it from early stage to late stage investments to, you know, continuing to grow or a potential exit. But that's one way that, you know, we looked at our system inside of OU and said we can do early and late stage investments as other VCs do. But if we're going to launch 10 to 15 companies in the next 5 years out of OU, the venture studio is a way to do it by taking our leadership and our advisory board and our staff and helping the founder, you know, basically run and operate the company. And that's what the studio is intended to do.
Yeah, I love it. You're looking for the next, you know, company that's going to change the world. And it must be such a great way to wake up every morning, James, knowing that, you know, not only are you impacting the people of Oklahoma and the people at the University of Oklahoma, but trying to find something that's going to impact the world, trying to find something that's going to impact our society through technology. I love it so much. Now, James, we have a lot of young entrepreneurs that watch the show, and sometimes they hit a roadblock. Sometimes they hit a wall they can't get through. What type of advice can you give to the younger entrepreneurs? We touched on it earlier, but maybe we can expound on it a little bit to get through a roadblock, get through those tough times as an entrepreneur coming out the other side, having, you know, experienced that difficulty, but coming out much better for it.
Yeah. I would say a couple of things. You know, I serve as an advisor on several boards with young entrepreneurs. And I would say get some trusted advisors around you, that have relevant industry experience in your whatever your product or service that you're, building or designing, as trusted advisors, and find a mentor, a mentor that can help, be a resource for you to talk through, the good, the bad, the ugly, and make sure that you have someone that you can trust and have open dialogue with and candid dialogue with to help you. You know, those are the two things that I see where entrepreneurs don't. And I've told young entrepreneurs that have had a great concept or idea, they're trying to do it on their own. I said, you've got to put some trusted advisors around you. Put an advisory board together, find a mentor that you can work with. And if you're not an operator, find someone that can help you from an operating perspective to put it together. And again, that goes back to what we built at Oklahoma, with the Venture Studio. When we find those opportunities and those founders that may not have the experience, and we have a lot of those, and they're head down doing research on the bench, in the lab, in engineering or in the medical center, but they don't know how to start a company. That's where we come in to help guide them down that process. So a young entrepreneur has to, start thinking about building their team of resources behind them, mentors, advisors, because it's really the people that drive, the growth and drive the success in any, new business or venture.
That's such great advice. And for the people watching this show, rewind what James just said. I mean, right there, you're getting a University of Oklahoma MBA right there. I mean, that's really great advice. I mean, when you think about it, it just makes all the sense in the world. Now, James, you meet with so many and you talk to so many high-powered people, both, on your advisory board, on your board at the venture capital firm at Boyd Street, and then you talk to so many younger entrepreneurs as well. How important is corporate culture? In other words, when we think about a young company and we think about the founder, how important is that corporate culture, sort of the vibe, the feel, the way they think about things in terms of the way in which you think about making an investment in one of these companies?
Yeah, culture is everything. And I've had the opportunity to work in the corporate world in a number of different, life sciences and healthcare companies all have different cultures. The ones that, I feel from my experience that have been the most successful has been driven by leaders that valued their people and they listened to their people and they included them and they were very transparent in their communications. The ones that weren't, from my experience, we were least successful. And you can look at the returns of those companies and the financials, and it really boils down to leadership and, how the culture is being driven in the organization. So it's very important. And I think that's part of what, we put together a pretty strong advisory board for Boyd Street to work with our companies that we invest in, the companies that we bring into the venture studio or consider for that. We want to help shape the culture of the company to make sure that they're successful. So you can't ignore it. Again, going back to my advice for the entrepreneur, find a mentor, make sure you have advisors that have, multifaceted experience to help shape your company.
Yeah, it's so fantastic. I mean, this is really just a great episode for any entrepreneur, any startup founder to watch. I mean, there's so much to garner from what James is talking about and the way in which he processes information and the way in which, you know, he talks the talk and walks the walk. I mean, he's telling younger entrepreneurs, surround yourself with advisors, surround yourself with mentors, surround yourself with talented people. And James has done exactly the same thing at Boyd Street Ventures with so many people throughout the Oklahoma community. Listen, James, I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time for me today. This has been awesome. You know, I have to talk about football just for a second because I'm a University of Michigan guy. You know, you're a University of Oklahoma guy. Maybe you and I will sit down together and watch a national championship game sometime in the future. But certainly, you know, both of the universities are trying to lead the way in technology and changing the world and in angel companies and proof of concept companies, C companies. And of course, there's so many companies out there that are being hatched out of these great universities. And University of Oklahoma, I just see leading the way here very, very shortly with Boyd Street Ventures and the other people you've brought on board. I mean, it is such a compelling team that you've brought on at the firm. I invite everybody to go check it out. Check out Boyd Street Ventures. Go to their website. I mean, look at this roster of people in the Oklahoma area that you've been able to put on the board and on the team. It's absolutely remarkable. My hat's off to you, James, for what you're doing. I mean, this is really great stuff. And I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today. I'm going to bring you back because we want to unpack some of the companies. We want to talk specifically about some of the companies you're involved with. I know you want to change the world, and we're going to talk specifically about some of the companies that are going to do that in the future. But we'll bring you back another time when we have more time to do that. So, James, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been an absolute honor.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.